This is Data Citizens Dialogues, your guide to bringing trust to your data, decisions, and all things AI. For Calibra, I'm Thomas Brents. Hello, and welcome back to a new episode of Data Citizens Dialogues. I'm Thomas Brents here at Calibra with our marketing team, and I have the distinct pleasure of getting to bring you this next story. It's from Cirium, one of our amazing customers, and one that I got to sit down with at last month's Data Citizens on the Road event in London. Let's listen in and explore the Cirium story.
My name is Candace Parfit. I'm the head of data governance for a company called Cirium. We are a aviation data and analytics company. I've been with the company for just over 10 years now. And I actually started in marketing. And there was an opportunity in our tech organization for a program manager role. And from there, it has just morphed into program management to data consulting to data owner. And then building out our team. And we're really responsible for rolling out our data governance framework across the Cirium organization.
All right, marketing to governance, interesting path. What kind of, you know, ignited your passion for data?
Yeah, so we're a data company, right? And everything we do centers around data. And when I was in marketing, it just, you know, you can't really market a data company if you don't really know the data. And so there was an opportunity to move over into tech and data. And it just seemed like such a great opportunity to take my transferable skills and dive into something new and start really learning about our data. And I get the question all the time, like, marketing to tech and data, it's such a big jump. But really, it's all learnable. And it seemed so much more interesting and really knowing and understanding the truth behind our data and how it all fits together. It was just a really great opportunity to bring my business side and skills over to the more technical side and really joining up the business side and the technical side together.
That's very cool. Now, understanding that business side, how do you ensure that your team makes a measurable impact?
I have a team of five, and it ranges from a data governance analyst to multiple data product managers who are our data owners over our foundational data sets. And so we're structured slightly different than a lot of other organizations, but I've also learned not one size fits all. So we are really responsible for integrating governance across the company and really educating the rest of the business on our data. And when I talk about our data, I'm not specifically just talking about our sales data, our marketing data, our internal data. We're responsible for all of our foundational data that goes into our products that serve our customers. And so we're really focused on making the quality of our data that our customers consume even better, making our data fit for purpose for all of our product teams that are surfacing that, and then educating everyone on how to use our data, how to join our data, what's important about it, all the caveats. And so our team really is the catalyst to the rest of the organization to really understand the foundations of really what we're doing.
Catalyst, that's such a good word. What was sort of the catalyst for your efforts, right? What kind of got things started for data governance at Cirium?
Like I said previously, we're a company built on acquisitions, a lot of acquisitions. And so we have so many data silos, and we had not one place to surface all of the various data sets that we have. And so there was no... A lot of times data governance come into place because there's regulatory issues that happen. And really for us, it was, we needed to understand what data do we have? How do we join those data sets together? How do we get them all in one place and surface them to the rest of the organization to start building even more robust data products and start to have better analysis on what we have and build something that's more complex that really serves deeper use cases within the aviation industry.
That's awesome. How do you keep them consistent? What's the key to that consistency for your team?
It's really all around my team working closely with all the other stakeholders in the business, from tech and product, understanding the use cases, and making sure that our data is documented in a way that everyone else can really understand. We have so many different use cases for our data, from, like I said, tech, product, support, all need to really understand that. So my team's really focused on how do we document all of that business metadata, logic in one place so everyone can really understand and have it in a digestible format. And so we've really focused on creating standardized processes, frameworks for our team so that each data product manager is functioning in a very similar way and doing things that are replicatable across and engaging with our stakeholders in a very similar fashion. So a couple years ago, we identified not only the need for data governance council, but data management groups. Each of our foundational data sets have different needs, but it's similar across the board. And so we've formed these data management groups to bring in stakeholders from across the organization to really help understand the data, as well as bring together common issues where we can start to tackle all of the issues that we're seeing and help them understand how do we move forward.
That's awesome. I appreciate that so much. And I obviously we're coming to you live here from Data Citizens on the road in London. I feel like the theme of the day so far has been really around data products, right? What's your data products thought process, and maybe how do you apply ownership to those data products?
Yeah, something I keep thinking about is there's a definition for data products, but everyone kind of thinks of data products in a different way depending on what your interaction is with data. So we have all kinds of internal data products, and if you just look at the data sets that we have and deriving various insight, combining our different data sets together to create agnostic data sets that could be considered a data product to serve to all of our product teams. That's what my team is really doing, is how do we surface all of those data products across the organization? How do we continue to also build and provide dashboards, reports, analytics for those within the organization?
Well, as you said, data products has a lot of differing definitions. I think there's a lot of words in organizations, right, that have those kind of conflicting definitions. How do you improve data literacy? How do you make sure that everybody can, you know, swim in the same direction, read from the same song sheet?
Yeah, I'm really glad you asked that, because one thing I didn't mention is Cerium is part of a much larger organization. We're part of RELX, which is a publicly traded company here in the UK. And part of the branch that the company that we are a part of is LexisNexis Risk Services. And recently, we launched a data literacy program that we have rolled out to our entire organization. And we've made it available via a tool called Percipio, and have required that everyone does the basics of this data literacy program. And it covers all kinds of topics, from building a data culture, being data aware, to ethics and compliance around data, data governance, and of course, AI, amongst many other topics. So that was rolled out last year. And this year, we really needed to take it a step further. And so we decided that during a time that we have called Pause for Performance, which we get 2 hours every week on a Wednesday to spend improving ourselves, whether that's listening to a podcast, reading a book, going on a walk, diving into a new subject that you're not familiar with. We decided, let's take that data literacy program and bring it to life. Let's have an hour session every month on a different topic and bring to life specific topics and examples from within our organization to the rest of the teams. And so, for example, yesterday we just did one, and it was all around data ethics and what we can and can't do with our data and how we can talk about our data to customers. And so we brought in our head of legal for data services to talk about a lot of those examples. And so that's just one prime way of how we're helping our company become more data literate.
I love that. I love that you're creating a course and that pause for performance. I feel like I'm going to have to add that in here on the horizon for my team. But how about on the horizon for you? What's next? What's the next big thing that you and your team are going to tackle?
Yeah, so a couple things. One is we really need to get a better handle of who's accessing all our data and for what purpose. So we actually just launched a new workflow within Clebra to allow others within the organization to publish data to our data lake. We call it our CDP, which is our Cerium data platform, and have governance by design. So they go through that workflow. If they want to publish new data, we get all that metadata up front versus chasing. And so that's been huge and something we just launched. And we're looking at ways of improving that. The other thing is that access and controls. So looking at how do we go from open by default to closed by default and have all of our interactive users start to use Clebra to request access so that we have a log and an understanding of what all those use cases are. The way we've built this up so far and having it be open by default, which is great, but we really had to step back and say, okay, we need to understand all of these use cases because there is a lot of data in there that not everyone should have access to. And so questioning our initial thought process and looking at, okay, how do we roll this out to make sure that we really do have well-structured governance over all of our data.
That's awesome. I always like to end things on a bit of advice. So let's imagine that there's another marketer or maybe an accountant that's, say, data passionate in their role, right? And they're looking to make the flip into governance. What's that one piece of advice if you could go back in time and offer to somebody that's sitting in that role themselves?
It would be to start small. You can't boil the ocean. Take a thin slice, look at how you can roll that out and replicate it across the board, as well as there is no right way. So I came from marketing. I will not even pretend that I know everything about data governance. I'm still learning as I go. I think everyone's evolving, but sometimes that puts a fear in your mind of, am I doing enough? Am I doing it right? The Dhamma book says this, but I'm doing it this way. And so it's just to trust your instinct, lean on others around you, learn from others within the business and how they're doing things, and then look at how does that apply to my organization and what can I do to really just get started? Because getting started is better than just sitting around trying to figure out how do I make this perfect.
Well, it's great sage advice. And from our entire audience, everyone listening, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to sit down with me and talk a little bit about data.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Getting to hold these interviews live from the show floor might be one of the coolest experiences of our podcast. We're lucky here at Clebra to not only have some really engaged customers, but also ones that join us for a live day of learning at our Data Citizens events. I really enjoyed getting to meet with Candace in particular. While an American, she travels frequently to London, and her most recent trip happened to coincide with our event. As always, I try to pull together a short list of three things that I learned during that conversation. And up first is the fact that you should consider solving the data silo problem first. See, the real catalyst for Cerium's governance efforts was having many data silos due to acquisitions. The initial purpose of their governance strategy was to get all of their foundational data into one place, join those data sets, and surface them to the organization. This focus ensures data is fit for purpose for all product teams and improves the quality for customers. Next, invest in continuous data education. Improving data literacy is crucial for aligning across the entire organization. And Cerium requires all employees to complete a basic data literacy program. They reinforce this with monthly live sessions during dedicated personal development time to apply theory using internal examples. Now, finally, move from open access to governance by design. The next evolution of governance is tightening access. After starting open by default, which was great for their initial adoption, Cerium is shifting to closed by default. And this is being achieved through mandatory Calibra workflows for both publishing new data to capture metadata up front, and for users requesting access to, say, log all of their use cases. I thought these three things are really great learnings from this particular episode. Team, thanks for joining me. And if you get a moment, please like and subscribe to our podcast to really never miss an episode. And for Calibra, this is Data Citizens Dialogues, and I'm Thomas Brentz. Thanks for listening. Want even more insight into managing your data? Visit calibra.com/podcast for additional resources on the topics covered in our show. Be sure to follow us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Enjoy what we have to share? How about a 5-star review? At Calibra, we absolutely appreciate your support. Data Citizens Dialogues is a production of Calibra in collaboration with Stories Bureau.